If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast.
We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope.
Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to The Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so I got this one. This is a Florida woman who was arrested because she posed as an ICE agent to kidnap her ex-partner's wife. Huh? That's some real...
Dang.
Right? I'm telling you, that's like hardcore. This story, this is Panama City. She was caught and cuffed. She was pretending to be a federal agent to briefly kidnap her ex-boyfriend's wife. 52-year-old LaTrance Battle went to the woman's workplace at a hotel chain earlier wearing a black shirt with the word ICE printed on the front. The victim, who is in the process of becoming a legal U.S. resident, so she's following the law, willingly went with LaTrance, she thought was a member of ICE. She noticed something was amiss after she was taken to an apartment complex and she called the police. Battle is charged with kidnapping, robbery by sudden snatching, I didn't even know that was a thing, impersonating a law enforcement officer, and felony violation probation. Oh my gosh. A Florida man caught with a bulky wallet full of cocaine at Magic Kingdom was arrested.
Was it bulky because of the cocaine?
I mean, you know, yeah. He was banned from Walt Disney World because he snuck a giant wallet full of cocaine into the park. Dustin Lee Wallace, 44, was arrested March 29th, and he got his court appearances just happened. That's why, according to Orange Circuit Court records. He had gone in. The wallet was bulky. He was nervous around when he was checking in. They observed a powdery white substance coming out of his wallet. And then they had to call in the sheriff's office. And he said yes. And he used the cocaine to manage stress, he said. Did you see? I have this New York Times piece that I wanted to show you. I'm trying to find out what the motivation is here. New York Times piece. What is dark woke? Have you ever heard of that? I've never heard of dark woke. The subhead, Democrats are trying out a new attitude. It's provocative, it's edgy, and it's perilously towing the line of not being too offensive. Basically, it's because they cuss, I think, is what the point is. It said they went back to the presidential primary, and they boil it down to, quote, it requires being crass but discerning, rude but only to a point. And it has a name called, called dark woke. How about just like assertive? You vocabulary challenged, feeble-minded halfwits. How about assertive, curt, blunt? No. We're going to totally full-on idiocracy it. It's dark woke. Doesn't that person look assertive? No, that person doesn't look dark woke. This is the dumbest stuff ever. It started as a meme, but now they're actually trying to make it a thing. They say this is just the lack of awareness in this. Can I read this graph to you? The lack of awareness. Democrats don't know who they are. They don't even know how they act. Listen to this quote: outside the party, the dirtbag left, a term for a cohort of leftist provocateurs who eschew civility politics, inspired headlines for their unrestrained derision of conservatives and liberals alike. When have they never not been that? Right? When have they never not been that? What do you mean? That they've always eschewed civility politics. When has the left been super civil? I can't tell you not the number of protests I've been to where I've seen the left act. They act like they've been just kittens in sunshine this whole time. Now they're dark woke because, damn it, Trump did it. Trump made them eschew civility politics. That's what this is building up to. They did this in 2016, too. Of course, they cite Jasmine Crockett. And then they highlighted her argument with Marjorie Taylor Greene when Greene was going on about fake eyelashes. Remember, that was actually a brilliant hearing. And it is true, girl. You need to take them down a gauge. They don't all need to be 18s. And they said that they highlight Jasmine Crockett as somebody who's dark woke. They list a number of other lawmakers. And then I realized I've seen these lawmakers, either they're on MSNBC or CNN cussing up a storm, or they've got B-roll of them acting a fool at like some rally or speaking event. And listen to this. They make this like this is all the right that has corrupted the precious innocent left. Democrats have embraced some aspects of the right's toolkit. Trump advisors like Elon Musk have used slurs and profanity. And now they said, now Democrat politicians have encouraged or allowed more swearing. What? So the way that this New York Times piece reads is that the left was just, they were all angels. It was all kittens and sunshine. And they were all perfectly well-behaved people. They said, yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, yes, sir, and no, sir. And they were just, they're so kind and so nice. And they prayed before every meal. And they went and they were very kind at all their, this, nobody believes this. What in the world? If anything, the right has adopted the left. I think you have members of the woke, I think there is a woke right now. And I've talked about this before. I actually have a chapter on it in the very last book that I wrote. Identity politics being incorporated and weaponized by some people on the right. There's different factions of the right. But the left, for them to act like they never, ever were rude or aggressive, they've always ever been aggressive. And it's one of the reasons that certain Republicans got more aggressive, because they thought that they had to in order to be able to compete with this. It's wild. And they said that, oh, well, they're now becoming more authentic. I think they're just devolving further. I mean, in the past, you know, when you would have like, you know, James Carville, I'm going to use him as an example because he's like one of the old guards that's, you know, out there on CNN, etc. It just seems like, you know, in the past, they were aggressive and they would, you know, all this. James Carville's always cussed, but he's always made a point. What is Jasmine Crockett's point? She gets up there and she makes fun of people in wheelchairs. What is her point? I don't get it. This is such a goofy article. I've said for years now that our media is just garbage. Legacy Press is garbage. How does the average person know if a news story, if the source is accurate or if it's biased? Ground News can be a great solution for that. Ground News can show you the stories and the sources of the day, and then they give you details about their sourcing, how reliable the reporting is, and who owns them, and keep you fully informed on any potential political or motivational leanings. So, for instance, you could use Ground News to read about the Trump administration suing the state of Maine over participation of transgender athletes in girls' sports. The Huffington Post said, quote, Trump's newest political power grab is targeting Maine. The Toronto Sun said, quote, DOJ is to sue Maine over trans women competing in female sports. So same story, but two very different headlines. Is it a power grab by the president or is it in the hands of the DOJ? You can sign up for your Ground News account today and get access to the mobile app, the website, the browser extension, and exclusive newsletter so you can stay informed on the news and the bias. Visit groundnews.com/Dana today to get 40% off the Ground News Vantage plan and get access to all of their news analysis and features. That's groundnews.com/Dana for 40% off the Ground News Vantage plan for a limited time only. groundnews.com/Dana for 40% off.
Elizabeth Warren says she thought Joe Biden was up to the job because he was able to stand. More Democrats go to El Salvador to get more famous, stand up for Abrego Garcia, and David Hogg joins the DNC and promptly announces he'll fund challengers to Democrat incumbents. I'm Greg Corumbus, inviting you to join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day, and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So hold up. There's a hidden magma cap. No, not a MAGA cap. Magma. Don't want to say make magma great again. That would be bad. Hidden magma cap. That's at Yellowstone. I don't know how you can have a hidden big giant magma cap there, but okay. You got satellites and it's pretty well policed. Geoscientists discovered it. They say it's playing a critical role in preventing a massive eruption. Soft eye. It's molten silicate materials in supercritical water, a liquid like gas that forms after water exceeds its critical point of 374 degrees Celsius, in porous rock. And it's a lid, essentially. It's trapping pressure and heat below it. So it's like a pimple about ready to pop is what it sounds like. Ooh. Researchers uncovered it. They're studying it. They used a 53,000-pound they didn't teach me this in Minecraft. Vibrosius truck, whatever that is. It injects low-frequency vibrations into the earth to study the geology of the volcanic system. And they're generating these tiny earthquakes. Basically, they're studying it through the sound and the reverberation. Interesting. I'm going to go down to here to this one. The name is Change, Climate Change. A teen was charged with allegedly starting that massive New Jersey wildfire. Joseph Kling. I thought it was climate change. Joseph Kling, 19, apparently started the Jones Road wildfire. 19 years old, 15,200 acres. It continued to burn all day yesterday and still this morning. He's charged with second-degree aggravated arson. He apparently allegedly purposely destroyed a forest, third-degree arson. He recklessly endangered buildings or structures. It was apparently he burned wet wood and then didn't make sure it was out before he left, is what it was. This is a crazy story. A transgender baby killer claims Trump is to blame for his prison rapes at an Indiana jail. I'm sure this sounds like some juicy sommelier stuff. This crazy dude who literally punched a baby to death. I'm not kidding you. That's why he's in jail. He decided to change his gender and he wanted special treatment. And then he said when he got into the prison, the male prisoners assaulted him, saying, well, Trump's not, he's going to pardon us. I don't think that happened, but I do think that he probably was somebody's girlfriend in jail, which, you know, that's what happens to child predators. Stick with us. This portion of our program, it's Kel-Tec, the PR-57, chambered in 5.7. This is a great firearm. It's, I think, one of the best ones that they've done. They've made a lot of really good stuff, but I really think this is just absolutely one of the best. And it's just super affordable. MSRP is $399. Come on. But it's lighter than all the other 5.7s out there. 40% lighter than the next 5.7. It has a unique top-loading design that replaces traditional magazines with stripper clips. So you get a slimmer profile. 20+1 capacity, too. Low recoil and for ease of use and accuracy. Engineered for simplicity and reliability. It's just a great everyday carry for everyone. It's the first of its kind, Kel-Tec PR-57 rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7, and you can find it at KelTecWeapons.com. KELTEC, KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. Culturally, I tweeted about this last night because I saw this article as I was getting ready to go to bed. I was reading this, and it has to do with Pedro Pascal. Do you guys know who he is? Pedro Pascal was in, well, my favorite role was as Oberyn Martell in Game of Thrones when he had his head crushed in. I thought that was his best role. That was one of my favorite scenes in all of TV. Popped his head like a grape. The mountain did. He fought him. Anyway, so he has come out and he's attacking J.K. Rowling, as you know. They've had a massive legal fight and they had a big win in the UK over defining what, you know, protecting women and defining what they are. And he has come out and attacked her. He called her a loser, among several other things. He was also in Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. And he was quiet when Gina Carano was attacked. Gina Carano just said, was pointing out some fascistic elements of the left, and they went at her over it and fired her from it. The Hollywood Reporter says Pedro Pascal blasted J.K. Rowling for her trans tweets. He called her a heinous loser. He commented on Instagram calling her a heinous loser. He's also in The Last of Us, which I don't watch. And he was responding to a post by an activist who criticized her for celebrating the UK Supreme Court. They had a big ruling last week, saying that trans women should not be recognized as women and sex legally means biological sex. Rowling was on her boat. She was with a cigar and she said, I love it when a plan comes together. She's gloating and she has every right to. And she goes, I get the same royalties whether or not you read my books or burn them. Enjoy your marshmallows. And he went off on her saying, awful, disgusting blank is exactly right. Heinous loser behavior. Now, One of the things that I've read is his sister apparently is he's got a brother who pretends to be a girl. It's not like actually his sister. He's got a sibling who a brother who came out and said that she was a girl, and that's he's gone to events with him before. He's taken his brother to events before. He has spoken up in favor of trans issues before. That's why he was. I think that kind of gives you some insight as to why he never said anything in defense of Gina Carano. And also, you get insight into this J.K. Rowling thing. He's making people mad, too. Lorraine found this because he called Rachel Zegler an icon. This is a throwback. Well, not too much of a throwback. It's just March of last year. But after all the stuff with Rachel Zegler and after she ruined the Snow White movie, he weighed in on it. And now people are kind of rolling their eyes at him. He called her an icon. Pedro Pascal is a pick me guy. He will say whatever he has to say to ingratiate himself with Hollywood. Whatever he has to do, he will do it. And it's really one of the most emasculating things I've ever seen. When I think of emasculation, I think of Pedro Pascal. I thought this for a long time. Any man that doesn't have the balls to stick up for his coworker, much less a female coworker, when she is being savaged unfairly and falsely in the press, you're just nothing but a sack of low testosterone. That's all Pedro Pascal is. He's a pick-me guy. He will kiss whatever backside he has to and possibly more, I think, in order to get more traction in Hollywood. It's cringe. He tries so hard. If you've ever seen any video of him, any red carpet appearance, anything like that, that's exactly what he tries to do. It's really cringe.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.